Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. We thank our sponsor and our family so very much. It should bring zchuyos letova for them for many Shabbosos celebrated with a lot of kedusha, simcha, menucha, only in good health to enjoy. So I just want to begin by screen sharing. If you did not see yesterday, could you see my screen? Yeah, but you shouldn't see my screen. If you did not see, there was a terror attack yesterday in Eretz Yisrael. I put it on the screen because sometimes seeing it makes us feel more the matzav instead of just hearing. So this is, there's a shooting attack. You could see the picture of the victim on the screen. Yehuda Dimintman. He was 25 years old. He was married, he was a yeshiva student, and he was married with a one-year-old child in a drive-by shooting attack. So there is his picture. And here are some pictures from the Levaya that I saw this morning. This must obviously be his Amana. If he was 25, you could see how young she is. There's a one-year-old baby. Here again, somebody giving a hesped, perhaps his father. Some of the procession of the Levaya. Here they are walking. More. The Levaya itself. Again, maybe this is his father. She's holding a baby. Here's the Amana. When I say Amana, how old is she? 22, 23. And then he was taken for Kvura on her Hamanuchos. Was a yeshiva student, he was 25, and the reason I'm showing you these is because Imo Anochi Batsara, and I think it's very, very important for us to, as much as we can, daven, feel their pain, which we can't really, beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam for Rachamim, Ad Masai, and yes, there has been a Shiva Tzion in our day and age, but clearly it's not the ultimate Ku'ula. And we daven for a time and a day when it will truly be binyan by Ishlishi, and it will be kula letova with shalom for all. So there is a picture of Yehuda, and atei zichro baruch Hashem yinkom damo. So let us get to learning. I have such a nice class prepared. I'm very excited, all new. And it's actually going to be quite relevant to the bracha that I ended with. We should be zochah to the binyan by Ishlishi and the Geula HaAsida, as you will see. So we are on page 49 of the Sefer. We're studying with Shimshon Pinkas inside Zitta Shabbos Kodesh. And last time we had a special share related to Hanukkah, and the time before that, based on the Sefer, we spoke about Churban. The Rav Pinkas touched upon Tisha B'Av, Churban, and Shabbos is the antidote to Churban. So we're on page 49, and the subheading is the Beis HaMikdash is the house of Hashem. Okay, and this is what we're still waiting for to be rebuilt. What do we mean, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, by the house of Hashem? What does that mean? If I want to visit my neighbor, I go and I knock on the door. If I want to visit a friend who lives in a different town, I travel there, I knock on his door. I actually didn't think of this when I was preparing, but just now my son actually shared with me when he came from yeshiva Wednesday night. I had just given a share that night related to the Al Namdar's tragic patira. When my son came home from yeshiva, he had recorded Rabbi Kielsen's Vad. So he played it for me, and I listened to the 10 minutes or so that my son wanted me to listen to from Rabbi Kielsen's Vad in Yeshiva Darchei Torah Masif Tachayim Shlomo. So Rabbi Kielsen was saying that Hashem's knocking on our door. And if there's a tornado in Kentucky, then we have to hear that there's a tornado in Kentucky, and that's Hashem trying to tell us. And if we don't listen, Hashem knocks a little harder. And then, Rachmana Litzan, there was a tragic, horrible accident last Motzei Shabbos in our community. Innocent young Talmidav Tag, and Rabbi Kielsen actually mentioned what I mentioned Wednesday night, and he said that the Niftaras, the last text she sent, mamish seconds before the crash, I'm sure by now you've all heard this, that she said, remind me to say the Kriya Shema. Rabbi Kielsen said that Hashem's knocking on our door. And if we don't hear, he knocks a little harder. And if we don't hear, he knocks a little harder. And people want to attribute it to Teva, the tornadoes, Teva, Kar Kasha's Teva, it is Teva, but we need to remove the Teva and see that Hashem is knocking on our door. We need to open the door and we need to say, what is he telling us? What's the message? What's the lesson? So Pinchas says, if I want to visit my neighbor, I just go and I knock on his door. So sometimes we knock on Hashem's door and sometimes Rechem HaNetzan Hashem knocks on our door. Perhaps if we don't go visit Hashem, if we don't knock on his door enough. So Hashem says, did you forget about me? I'm going to come knock on your door. My son even said to me, it was a good musr for me, he said. He said, because my son said, I was here, you know, there's no traffic light there. The driver was drunk. It's a dangerous intersection. It's all true. But Hashem arranged it. Rabbi Kilson said in the Vod, she was sitting in the middle seat. Al Pi Teva, maybe you would think it was one by the left door where the pickup truck smashed into. But no, because Hashem's knocking on our door. So we have to knock on his door before he has to feel the need to knock on ours. If I want to visit my neighbor, says Rabbi Pinchas, I just go to his house and I knock on the door. If I want to visit a friend who lives in a different town, I travel there and knock at his door. I just showed you the pictures of the Amana. You see how old she is. There was somebody who was holding a baby at the Levaya. He was 25 years old. He was killed yesterday. I meet him there where he lives. So it is with the house of Hashem. Simply speaking, says Rav Pinchas, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the subheading is the Beis HaMikdash is the house of Hashem. So simply speaking, the house of Hashem means the Beis HaMikdash. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. This is where we could meet him. Three times a year, Jews would go visit Hashem in his great house. That was where the Shekhinah dwelt. That's what the house of Hashem means. Anyone, whatever his level, would go to the Beis HaMikdash to pray, and Hashem would hear his request. And now Pinchas quotes a famous pasuk from Yeshayahu, from my house is a house of prayer for all peoples. Ki beisi beis tefila yekara l'chol ha'amim. And now he's going to compare this to Shabbos, just like Hashem's house is the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where we go to meet Hashem, to knock at his door, to daven. So too, the next paragraph is going to talk about how Shabbos is like the house of Hashem. But when I, you know, my mind's always going back to everything is founded in our Chumash, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So what does it mean, the house of Hashem? So what is the house of Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh? Beis Elokim. Where do we have Beis Elokim? In Parashat Ches and Parashas Vayetze, by Yaakov's famous dream. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shava, Vayelech Charana, Chav Ches Pasuk Yod, Vayivka B'makam Vayalan Shem, Ki Ba HaShemesh, Chav Ches Yod Aleph, Vayikach Me Avnei HaMakam, Vayasa Me Rosh Asav. What does Yaakov do? Vayishan. He goes to sleep. And in his sleep, he has a famous dream. And what does he see in his famous dream? He sees a ladder. And angels of God are ascending. V'hine Malach Elokim Olim V'yodim Bra, V'hine HaShem Nitzav Alav. And Hashem is on top of the ladder. And Hashem speaks to Yaakov Avinu. And he says, your children will burst forth. I will be with you. I will return you to this land. He has this unbelievable dream. And what happens when he wakes up from the dream? And now I'm going to go to my handout that I prepared for this class. If I could just find it. Where is it? Here we go. Do you see the top of my screen? It says Bereishis 28. Yeah, okay. So this is Parshas Vayetze, Chav Ches, Tes Zayin through Yer Ches. Again, Rav Pinchas is analyzing what is the base Elokim. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, and Yaakov wakes up from his dream. He abruptly wakes up. Vayomer, and he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, V'Anochi Lo Yodati. I can't believe it. I slept in this place. I can't believe I slept here. This is not the, you know, Red Roof Inn on the side of the New York State Thruway where you could take a nap from your long trip. This is the house of Hashem. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. God is in this place. V'anochi lo yadati. How did I not know this? V'yira, and he's very afraid. V'yomer, and he says, Manora hamakom hazeh. How awesome is this place? Ein zeh, oh. So when I opened Rav Pinchas to begin preparing this, and Rav Pinchas is talking about what do we mean by the house of Hashem, this is literally immediately the first thing that came to my mind. Beis Elokim. Here we have it, Beferish in the Chumash, that Yaakov, the Bechir Shab Avos, who dies in the sixth Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, says, and he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than Beis Elokim. V'zeh Shar Shemayim, this is the gateway to heaven. Vayashkim Yaakov Baboker, and Yaakov woke up early in the morning. And he takes the stone that he had put behind his head. This is where Rashi tells us, remember, that 12 stones became one because everybody wanted to be under the head of that tzaddik. And he puts it as a matzeva, he anoints it as a pillar, and he puts oil on its head. Okay, so we're going to be talking about these two psukim today. So let's analyze what is a beis elokim. Rav Shimshon Pinchas says, what's the house of Hashem? So what is the house of Hashem? So let's begin by Targum Yonasan. So Targum Yonasan is Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. His cave is in Amukah. 2.5 years ago, which is the last time I visited Eretz Yisrael, we should be zocha to return there very, very soon, in the north. In Amukah, we went to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel's Kever. Yonasan ben Uziel, it's an Aramaic commentator to the Chumash, just like Targum Unklus, but it's much more Midrashic based, with many more insights than Unklus adds. So Targum Yonasan says, okay, it's Aramaic, but we're going to translate it. Udechil, he was afraid. Va'amar madachia, how awesome, how fearful. Umishabach, how praiseworthy. Asra hadein, how fearful, how awesome is this place. Leistein asar chol, and I was smiling when I was preparing because last time we spoke about, remember, halal being something hollow, based on Rabbi Zev Lef, and we said to be mechalal Shabbat is to hollow out Shabbos. It looks like there's an empty shell, but there's no kedusha inside. Here you have the word chol. Leistein asar chol, this place is not profane. And you could see this place is not common. I wrote in my notes, it is not hollow. MC is reference to myself in my notes. Michal Chala. Okay? So if you could see on my screen, this place is not common. I wrote out, not hollow, exclamation mark. That's just what we learned last week. Udechil, he was very frightened. And he said, Ma dachu mishabach asra hadein. How awesome and how praiseworthy is this place. Leistein asra chal. It is not a place that's hollowed out. It's not a place that's profane. It's not an empty shell. Arum, it is rather, Elohein beis mikdash. Lishmei the Hashem, it is the place of the Beis HaMikdash for the name of God. Vidain kosher litzelo, those who learn with me, I repeat many times that sel, tzadi lamed, is the Aramaic word for prayer. And it is kosher for prayer. It meaning it's a place that's appropriate to daven. This is not a hollowed out place. It's not a profane place. It is none other than the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. And it is kosher letzalo. It's a place that is appropriate for tefillah. Mikuvan kol kevel trash maya. It is a place set forth before, to the proper spot for prayer. Mikuvan. It is mikuvan. It is mikaven. It is ready. It is a proper place. Trash maya. Opposite the gateway of heaven. Mishachlal techos kruse yikara. And it is found in beneath the throne of glory. So you have an awesome image here of a very holy place, not a profane place. It is a sanctuary, a beis mikdash of Hashem. What do we do in this place? It is a proper place to offer prayers set before the gateway to heaven and founded beneath techos, underneath kruse yikara, the holy throne of glory. What does the Ibn Ezra have to say? So again, the psukim are right here. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso, achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yodati. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? Ein zeh ki'im beis elokim v'zeh shar shemayim. So the Ibn Ezra says, ki'im beis elokim. What does it mean? It's none other. What is a beis elokim? Which is Rav Pinchas says. What are we trying to determine today? What does it mean, a beis elokim? Says Ibn Ezra, sheyispalo adam bo, shebeshaas tzarchol. It is a place where a person can daven at the time of his needs. A person should daven there and at the time of his needs. V'tishma tfilaso. And his prayers will be heard. Ki hamakom nivchar. Because this place is chosen. This place is unique. That is what a beis elokim means. It is a place where you could go to daven, says Ibn Ezra, b'shas tzarcho, on the time of your needs. V'tishma tfilas, so your tfilas will be heard. Ki hamakom nivchar. Because this place is chosen, is worthy. The Baal HaTurim points out that when he wakes up, he says, Zeh Shar Shemayim, like you see here, Zeh Shar Shemayim, the last words, Apostle Yud Zayin. And the next, very next word in the Chumash is Vayashkim. Now remember, he woke up early. Now remember, in the Chumash, it's in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah itself, there's no nekudos, there is no punctuation, there's no periods, there's no commas, so it can be read in many different ways. So the Baal HaTurim is going to put together Zeh Shar HaShemayim Vayashkim. What's the connection between this is the gateway to heaven, Vayashkim, he woke up early in the morning. So the Baal Turim says, Vezeh Shar Shemayim Vayashkim, this is the gateway to heaven, and he woke up early. Lomar, to tell you, Shaba'olos HaShachar Poschin Sha'ar HaShemayim. At the time when the morning dawn breaks by Olos HaShachar, the gates to heaven are open. Vehuzman Tov, the Tefillah. excuse me, and this is a good time for prayer. And that is why the pasuk says, "Psukim say v'zashar shmayim v'yashku," because it tells you that when is the gate of heaven open to accept our tefillos, v'zeus man tov the tefila v'yashku, when the alos hashachar springs up. So that is when the Hashem opens, so to speak, the gateway to heaven, and He's waiting to hear from us. Going back to how we started Shir with Pinchas, He's waiting for us to knock on His door, so that Rachmana Litzlan, He does not need to knock on our door. Shir Hashirim, Pischili Vayasio Nasi Tomasi. Open up for me, says Hashem. Shir Hashirim, I believe, Parakei Pasuk Beis. If I'm wrong on that, then Oili Kichatasi. Shir Hashirim 5:2. Pischili Vayasi Tomasi Yonasi. Open up for me. And what does she say? What does the beloved say? I'm so tired. I just took a shower. It is. It's 5:2. Ani yishen v'libi er. Kol dodi dofek. The voice of my beloved is knocking on the door. Open up the door for me. And she says, oy, I can't get out of bed. I just put on my robe. I'm so tired. This is a mashal for Knesset Yisrael and Galus. And the Ribbono Shel, Rabbi Kilson said, he's knocking on our door. Did I stop screen sharing with you by mistake? Yes, I'm asking you. There's no screen share. I stopped by mistake. 1 second, I have to go back to it. Okay. So at the time of Vayashkim, Hashkamas HaBoker, Olos HaShachar, Hashem opens the gateway to heaven. The Sforno says, what does the Sforno say? Oh, could you see my screen now? Okay, Vayira, why was he afraid? Al Shigagaso, what was his mistake? He made an error. What was the error? What was the show gig that he made? He went to sleep in this holy place. You don't go to shul and go to sleep. We quoted, I believe it was in this year, from Rav Avigdor Mildor Zatzal a few weeks ago about the Indian of not yawning in shul, if you remember. So Yaakov was afraid because how could I have slept in this place? Oh my gosh, even if I did a chayp b'shul gig, I still did it. You don't go to sleep in the house of Hashem. Einza. This is none other. Zaha makam shura isi b'mara. This is the place that I saw in my vision, in my dream. Shahaya hasulam nitzav bo. A ladder was standing on this place. This is none other than the house of Hashem, says the Sforno. Makom Beis HaMikdash. It is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Ka'amam Zal, like the Chacham say, Maseches Psakim, Yaakov Karo Bais. Yaakov called it a house. The Gemara says, Chazal say, that Avram called the place Ahar, Bahar Hashem Yera'eh, after the Akedah, Perecha Beis. Avram called it Ahar. We don't call it Har Hashem. Yitzchak called it Asada, 2463. Yitzchak went out Lesuach Besada. We don't call it Asada. Ella Kemosha Kara Yaakov. What do we call it? Beis HaMikdash. Beis Elohim. So we see that there's a strong Indian to this idea of Beis, where the Gemara says that Yaakov called, Avram called the place Ahar. After the Akedas Yitzchak, he declared Bahar Hashem Yera'eh. This is the mountain of Hashem, but we don't call it Ahar. And Yitzchak called it a sada, a field. We don't call it a field. Ella Kemosha Kara Yaakov. Yaakov called it a bias. Yein Zeh Kiyum Beis Elokim. That's exactly what we call it. Beis Elokim, Beis Hashem, Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh Shar Shemaim, says this for now. V'zeh HaSulam Shara'isi. This ladder that I saw. Mora Shemin HaMakom Shaya Bo HaSulam. This sulam that I saw proves, it teaches that from this place where there was the sulam, Yishma Hakel Yisparach, Hanitzav Alav Estfilos Hamispalarim. This sulam teaches that at this very place, Hakel Yisparach, who is standing above me, standing above the ladder, will hear the tefilos of those who come to pray here, Vata'al Tfilasam Lima'on Kodesh Hashemayim. And tefilos uttered in this place, the Beis Elokim, will ascend to his holy abode in Shemayim. So we're going to get to the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and then I'm going to go to some other sources, okay? Again, we saw the Psukim, we saw Targum Yonasan. This place is not profane. It's not a common place. It's not a hollowed out place. It is the sanctuary of Hashem. It's the proper spot for prayer. So you see that almost all of the Mepharshim here are touching upon the same idea, which is that this Beis Elokim means the place for prayer. And that's exactly what the Shechina, that's exactly what Shimshon Pinchas said. It's a place to knock on Hashem's door. And his paragraph ended with, Ki Beisi Beis tefillah, yekar l'chol amim. That's a pasuk from Yeshayahu that Rav Pinchas quoted. But really, we see this idea of Beis Elokim, and it is a place for tefillah. Goes all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, way before Yeshayahu Anavi. And what does Targum Yonasan say? Dein kosher litzul. It's a place that's kosher for prayer. The Ibn Ezra has told us, Shayit Paul adam bo b'shat sarcho v'tishma tefillah soki. Makom nivchar. The Ibn Ezra says it's a place. What does Beis Elokim mean? It's a place where a man goes to daven for all of his needs, and his tefillahs will be heard, because this place is chosen. What did the Baal HaTurim tell us? When does God open the gates for us again to daven once more? It's good to daven early in the morning. That's when the gates are open. Get your tefillahs in as soon as the gates are open. Why was he afraid, says the Sfarno? He made a mistake. He made a mistake b'shogeg. How could I have slept in this place? You don't come to the Beis Elokim and sleep. We come to the Beis Elokim and you daven here. Ein zeh. This is none other. This place that I've seen, said the Sfarno, that I saw in this vision, where the Sulam was standing, is none other than the house of Hashem. What does that mean? It is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Like Chazal saying, Pesachim, Yaakov called it a bias. We already went through that Gemara. We don't call it a mountain like Avram. We don't call it a field like Yitzchak. Rather, we call it a bias like Yaakov. And this is the gateway to heaven, says the Sfarno. This ladder that I saw proves that from this place, Yishma Hakel Yisparach Hanitzav Alav Estfilas HaMispalalim. When you stand in this holy place, Hakel Yisparach will hear the tefillahs of those who pray here, and their tefillahs will go up to his holy abode. The Rebbeinu Bechaya is so beautiful. It's also beautiful. The Rebbeinu Bechaya is really so beautiful. The Zah Shar Shemar. Oh, I have to show you one thing in the Pasuk. Look back on my screen. In this Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the word Zah is written three times. Okay? Mano Ra Hamakom Hazah. Ein zeh ki beis elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim. It's written three times. Why is the word zeh written three times in this pasuk? So I'm actually going to copy and paste it here to make it easier for us to learn the Rebbeinu Bechaya. So why is it said three times? What does this allude to? So Rebbeinu Bechaya points out so beautifully. Look on my screen. I put the pasuk here so that you could actually have easier reference. I'm going to bold the three times when the word zeh is used in pasuk Yitzayin, reminding us that not one word in the Torah is superfluous. If it says zeh three times, it's not an accident. Why does he need to say so many times? Zeh, zeh, zeh. Just tell me. This is the house of God. Finished. Okay. Abed Abachi says, V'zeh shar ha-shamayim. His kirakasuv gimel pa'amim zeh. The pasuk lists three times, like you could see on my screen, the word zeh. V'amrim razal, and the rabbi zichron rav racha say, her'ehu beis ha-mikdash. Hashem showed him in this vision the beis ha-mikdash. Banu v'charav u'banui. Built, destroyed, and built. Binui, he saw built. Manora hamakom hazeh. Yaakov Avinu saw the Beis HaMikdash standing. He said, how awesome is this place? Then Hashem showed him the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. And he said, Einza. What does Einza mean? This is not. Meaning, when he saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, destroyed. We just had a Sarba Tevis this week. He said, Einza. This is not. Meaning, it's not standing. Ubanui, we saw built once again, v'zeh shar shamayim, and this is the gateway to heaven. So those are the three zehs that he saw. Manorah hamakom hazeh refers to the first Beis HaMikdash standing. Ein zeh, it is not, refers to the Beis HaMikdash in a state of destruction. And finally, v'zeh shar shamayim refers to the Beis HaMikdash built again. Ulefize lo yirmos hakasuv rak shnei mikdashim bilvad. However, if you interpret like this, then how many batei mikdash have just been referred to? How many batei mikdash have just been referred to? Two. That's right, Malki Sota. I can see your fingers. Two, right? He saw it standing. Manora hamakom hazeh bayis rishon. Ein zeh, it was just destroyed, so there's nothing here. Ein zeh, it is not. And then zeh shar shemayim, he saw it built again. But that's only two batei mikdash. But they've both been destroyed. We're really waiting for the third Beis HaMikdash. So now Rebbeinu Bechaya says, V'yitachein lefareish sheyesh b'kasuv remez l'shlosh ha-mikdashim. Now actually, says Rebbeinu Bechaya, you could explain that there is actually an allusion here to all three batei mikdash. V'ma sheyadua ki milad zeh remez l'shchina. It is well known that the word zeh is a reference to the Shechina, to Hashem's presence. How do we know that? He quotes a pasuk from Parshas B'shalach, zeh keili va'andehu. Okay, avi v'aramenu, zeh, this is my God, and I will glorify, beautify him, laud him. So, Zeh Keli, if you have the word Zeh, it refers to the Shechina. So now, says Rabbeinu Bachya, he's going to show us how actually there's a reference to all three Bate Mikdash in this Pasuk. But Omar, when Yaakov said, Man Nora HaMakom Hazer, how awesome is this place? Al Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Shashar Sobo Shechina. When he says this place is so awesome, he is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash where the Shechina dwelt. Man Nora HaMakom Hazer, this place is so awesome. That's Bayis Rishon. Ein Zeh, it is not. Al Bayis Sheni, he's referring to the second temple, but not in its state of destruction, rather, Shalo Sharsa Bo Shechina. We know that in the second temple, the Urim Vitumim was missing, and the divine eminence, the divine presence was missing in the second temple, not like it was in the first temple that Shlomo built. It was rather absent. There was a much lesser degree of Shechina, Shrui, Bamikdash in the second temple than in the first, which is why they didn't have the Urim Vitumim anymore. So by the second temple, where the Shechina did not rest, like the pasuk says in Chagai, ve'artzabo ve'echabda. So he's saying, the Rabbeinu Bach is saying, man nora hamakom hazeh. Look in the pasuk right here. That's Bayis Rishon, which was in its full glory where the Shechina rested. Ein zeh refers to Bayis Sheni. What's Ein zeh? Ein zeh haShechina b'makom hazeh, and Bayis Sheni, the full revelation of Hashem's presence was not revealed. And therefore, when he says Ein Zeh, he's referring to Bayis Sheni. How do you know? Because the pasuk says in Chagai, Ve'ertza bo, ve'ikabda, and I was appeased in it and honored, says God. However, ve'echabed kesiv, ki ashchina shehi hahe nichsra misham. Look at the pasuk from Chagai. Ve'ikabda, I was honored there. There was great honor. But it's actually written ve'echabed without the final hey, because the Shechina that is represented in the hey is missing from that word. It's Chagai Perak Al Pasuch. As you could see it on my screen. And the final word is quoted here by Rabbeinu Bach is ve'ikabda, but missing the final hey, which is a reference to the fact that Hashem, the hey, the Shechina, was missing from the second temple. So therefore, going back to the Pasuk, Man no rahamakom hazeh, Bayis Rishon. It's so awesome, and God's presence is revealed in the fullest sense. Ein zeh Bayis Sheni, because the Shechina was diminished and absent in its fullest sense from Bayis Sheni. So then what's Bayis Shlishi? V'zeh shar ha-shamayim. Al Bayis Shlishi, sheyivne bimheira b'yameinu. It's a reference to the third temple, may be built speedily and in our days. Shatachzer ha-avoda. The Avodas HaMikdash will return, v'hashchina liYerushalayim kimei kadam. We daven for the day when we will once again say v'zeh shar shamayim. That final zeh is a reference to Bayis Shlishi. May it be built immediately in your days, when the Avodas Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina will be returned to Yerushalayim like days of old. U'mizeh hizkir kan shamayim. And that's why by the third temple it says v'zeh shar ha-shamayim shi ma'isei shamayim. Because the third Beis HaMikdash will come down from shamayim. Lo binyan adam. It will not be the work of a basar of adam kimo harishonim shi hizkir b'yam makom v'bayis. It won't be the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, which were built by human beings and ultimately destroyed. The third Beis HaMikdash will come directly from Hashem, from Shamayim, and therefore it will be a Binyan Adei Ad. So Rabbeinu Bachya says in this pasuk, you see a reference to three Batei Mikdash. That's what Rav Shimshon Pinkas is talking about. In one paragraph, without quoting any sources, he's giving us a very, very brief synopsis of the in-depth sources that I've compiled for you today. But Pinkas says, a house of Hashem is a Kosh Baruch Hu's house. That's where we could meet him. Three times a year, Jews would go visit Hashem in his great house, because that's where the Shechina dwelt. Anyone, whatever his level, could go to the Beis HaMikdash to pray. Hashem would hear his request, for my house is a house of prayer for all people. So let's very quickly review in 1 minute, and then we're going on to the next source. Targum Yonason has told us how awesome and how praiseworthy is this place. This is not a place of chol. It's not a profane. It's not a hollowed out. It's not an empty place. Rather, it is the house of the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of God, and it is kosher for prayer. And it is aligned to the gate of heaven and is founded mamish beneath the Kisei HaKavod. Ibn Ezra says, what is a Beis Elokim? Sheyitpalo adabo. A person should pray in this place in the time of his needs. His tefillos will be heard because this is a chosen place. The Baal HaTurim says, Zeh Shar HaShamayim Vayashkim. to tell you that is by Olos HaShachar, when the gates of heaven are opened once again, and it's a good time to daven early in the morning. The Sfarno says he was afraid because he did a mistake. How could I have slept in this place? The Sfarno further says that this place that I saw is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, like Yaakov called it. Avram said, Bahar Hashem Yera'eh, Perach of Bezer after the Keda, we don't call it a har. Yitzchak went out to daven in the field, 2463, he called it a Sada, we don't call it a Sada. We call it a bias, like Yaakov called it here, Beis Elohim, and that's why it's called the Beis HaMikdash after Yaakov Avinu. And it's interesting because if we call it the bias, like Yaakov called it, it's really appropriate for Beis Yisrael and Beis Yaakov, because we are the children of Yaakov Avinu, the one who called the Beis HaMikdash the bias. He's the one who established the Beis Yaakov and the Beis Yisrael. So we go after how Yaakov called it. It's the house of Hashem, like Yaakov said. We must make sure to knock on his door. He shouldn't have to come knocking on our door. The Shar Shemayim says this far now, at this place, Yishma Hakel Yisparach Hanitzav Olav Es Tfilos HaMispalim. Hakel Yisparach, who is standing above him and above the ladder, will hear the prayers of those who come to prayer, and their prayers will go up to his holy abode. And finally, we had the beautiful Rabbeinu Bacha, who says, why Zeh three times? He saw the Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Nechrav Binyan, and he said, we explain all three Batei Mikdash in the Pasuk, Ma Nora HaMakom Hazeh, it's so awesome, by Yisrisha. Einza, the second Beis HaMikdash, was lacking in the divine revelation, and so Einza, Hashem is not here, Zeh being a reference to God, Zeh Kiriva Vehu, and finally Zeh Shar HaShemayim refers to the third Beis HaMikdash, and it will come down from Shamayim, and it will be Binyan Adei Ad, because it wasn't built by Basar Vadam. So beautiful. So going on, I'm now quoting from Rabbi Shalom Rosner, in his Sefer Shalom Rose. Oi, one second. I closed the wrong Sefer by mistake. Okay, so I now go to Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Oi, wait, one second. Okay. So Yaakov Avinu, we're trying to define today, according to our Pinchas' question, of what is a Beis Hashem. Okay, that's how we started. The Beis HaMikdash is the house of Hashem. Rav Shimshon Pinchas wants to know, what do we mean by the house of Hashem, which is what we are trying to learn and explore today. Not trying, which we are learning and exploring today. So I'm going to Rabbi Shalom Rosner in a Sefer Shalom Rav, Volume 1. So on this pasuk that we are analyzing and learning today, Vayira Vayomer Manora HaMakom Hazeh, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Elohim Vezeh Shar HaShemayim. Notice in this pasuk, which the Mefarshim that we looked at didn't address, he calls it two things. One, the Shar HaShemayim, and two, the Beis Elohim. Yaakov Avinu identifies this spot in two different ways. On the one hand, he says it's a house of God. On the other hand, he says it's a gateway to heaven. Now, a gate and a house are two very different things. So which one is it? Is it a house? Or is it a gate? Or is it both? Now, a gate's not the same thing as a house. A house is not the same thing as a gate. If you think of a gated community, okay? So you go through the gates to access the house. It's not the same thing. So what's the pshat? Rabbi Shalom Rosner writes as follows. Yaakov awoke from his dream, in which he visualized angels ascending and descending a ladder, and immediately he realized this was not an ordinary occurrence. He exclaimed, Manora HaMakom Hazeh, how awesome is this place? This place, where Yaakov was located, was the site where the two Batei Mikdash stood and where the third Be'ezer Hashem will stand. Yaakov refers to this location in a dual fashion. It is both a bias and a shar. This is two different descriptions of the same location. You wouldn't call your house a gate. If you're in your house, you're in your house. There's a gate before your driveway. That's a gate. So what is this? So he quotes Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzar. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was a co-Rosh Yeshiva along with Rav Yehuda Amital of Yeshiva Har Etzion. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was also a son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik. So I went to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who explains as follows. What's the difference between a sha'ar and a bias? A bias is the ultimate destination. It's the end goal. It's the end point. You embark on a journey and you arrive on your destination. You arrive at your house. I have come home. I have arrived. As nice as it is to be on vacation, and it's very nice to be on vacation, which I don't often get those. But when you come home, there's something about coming home. And as nice as it was to be away, I'm sure you, like me, always say it's so nice to be home. Because that's your destination. A bias is a home. That's the end point. It's not a means to an end, it's an end. On the other hand, a sha'ar, a gate, is not a place you go to as the ultimate destination. It's a place you go through. A bayis is a place you go to. A sha'ar is a place you go through. In my own words, a bayis is an end goal. A sha'ar is a means to reach the end. A gate is a means, says Rabbi Rosner, not an end. What was the Beis HaMikdash? After all the Mepharshim that we just looked at and reviewed together, I understand the power of Beis Elokim, Lamaisa, many of the Mepharshim that we saw brought out the same idea. It's a place that is kosher letzalo, says Targum Yonasan. It's a place where your tefillahs will be heard. It's a place where you should get up early in the morning when the gates of heaven open, because that is the place where a person can daven l'chol tzrachav for all of his needs. So what is the Beis HaMikdash? It is both, says Rabbi Rosner, a house and a gate. Yaakov says, Ein zeh ki'im Beis Elokim. On the one hand, this is a Beis Elokim. And on the other hand, it is Shar Shemayim. So that means the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, like we call it a bayis, not like Avram Har, not like Yitzchak Sada, but like Yaakov bayis, which makes sense that we are the Beis Yaakov, because he's the one who said that you meet Hashem in his house. That's where you knock on Hashem's door. But actually, the Beis HaMikdash is both. It's a house and a gate. What does that mean? It was a bias. That's the first thing Yaakov said. First he said, Ein zeh ki'im Beis Elokim. It is a bias. It's a place we went to. We went there on the Shalosh Regalim. We went to bring the Karbanos. We went to see the Kohanim. We went there on Yom Kippur to witness the Avoda. And that is what Rav Shimshon Pinkas says. 3 times a year, Jews would go visit Hashem in his great house, because that's where the Shechina dwelt. So on the one hand, it is the end goal. It's the destination of all Jews. It is the house of Hashem. But Yaakov is teaching us something else. V'zeh shar hashamayim. It is also a gate. What does that mean? We use the experience of having been at the bayis as a means to get closer to Hashem, to bring the inspiration back home. In that sense, it's a shar. It's a gateway to come closer to Hashem. And then ultimately, you hope to reach the ultimate closest to Hashem, which is the bayis. And therefore, it's meant to be an end, a bayis. And it is also a means, a gateway to heaven. We use the experience there. We say we pass through this tremendous experience of having to been Olah Rega. You pass through a gate and you take that experience with you to become closer to Hashem. So it's an end goal, but it's also a means to an end. The end being, Vani Kirvas Elokim Litov, Kirvas, Korban. I want to come closer to Hashem. So you can use the Beis HaMikdash as a means to the end goal, which is coming closer to Hashem. From the inspiration you derive there, from the experience, from the avoda, but it is also an end, where you place, you feel, I finally come home, which is exactly what Yaakov says, Beis Elokim. So Rabbi Rosner says, when we experience any spiritual high, during davening, at a shir, doing an act of chesed, accomplishing that experience may be an end within and of itself, okay, that mitzvah is an end. But you need to pass through, either you need to take the experience with you as well. We must internalize it and utilize that experience as a means to enhance our spirituality in other areas as well. As Yaakov began his journey to the house of Lavan, he understood he needed to carry this spiritual sensation from this place with him at that location. This is how we should view each spiritual station in life. It's a bias. The mitzvah itself is an end. But mitzvah goes mitzvah. I'm adding on to this. It's also a means to accomplish a further end. So when we understand the experience of Beis Elokim, it's not only a makom tefillah and all the sources that we saw on the sheet that I prepared for you, but it is also a bias and a shar. On the one hand, it's the final destination. But on the other hand, the Jew has never finished his avodas Hashem. If you say in life, I reached my final destination, I'm finished working. So that's Esav, Asui. Esav's rishus is because he thinks he's finished. He has nothing left to accomplish in life. So when you think you have nothing left to accomplish in life, when you think you reach the destination and I'm finished, so now that's an Esav Harasha, Asui, Nigmar. Esav is done. So on the one hand, we want to sit in the Beis Hashem. Achash alti meis Hashem osa avakish. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I want to dwell in the house of God all the days of my life. On the other hand, I'm just a visitor here. A visitor passes through. a Baal Bayis sits in the house. So what does David HaMelech want? Does he want to be sitting in the house of Hashem? Or do you want to be passing through? What does he want? Both. I want to see Hashem as my end goal. I want to see Hashem's house is the destination where I want to be. I also have to understand that every experience in life, I'm passing through and learning from that experience and applying it to other situations in life. That is how we should view each station of life's spiritual journey, a bias and a shar. And I think that's a very, not powerful, what's the word I'm looking for, relevant comparison to the pasuk from Tehillim. Acha shalti meis Hashem osa vakesh. David Melech says, I only ask one thing, but you're really asking for two things. No, I'm asking for one thing. What is the one thing? To understand that every place where I meet Hashem is both a bias, shifti beveis Hashem koi mechayai. This is my end goal. That's my ultimate destination. However, levaker behechalo, I'm a visitor who's passing through the sha'ar. I want to take the experiences of the sha'ar with me. So Rav Pinchas is going to say, and the next sentence in fact says, so too it is with Shabbos. So I was thinking when I was preparing the shir, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a bias and a shar. One second. Shabbos is Shin Beis Tav. Sha'ar begins with a Shin and Bais begins with a Beis. Sha'ar, Bais. So I don't know what the Tav is. But that's cool. What I just said is that I was thinking when I was preparing the Shir, I'm quoting myself, that Shabbos Kodesh is both a Bais and a shar. It's the end goal. That's it. You wait the whole week for Shabbos. Hayom yom chamishi b'Shabbos. Hayom, this morning I said I was so happy. Hayom yom shishi b'Shabbos. Even my kids say, Baruch Hashem, we love Shabbos. It's the end goal. You can't wait to get there. Shabbos is the final destination. On the other hand, every Shabbos should be a shar you pass through to become more inspired. And next week, reach a higher goal. You shouldn't be the same every time. Yesterday I was in a jewelry store that I never went to before. Jen Kay, apparently she's very well known, everyone shops there. I was never there till yesterday. Okay. So I was looking at a certain item. So she said something funny to me. She said, are you the same person that you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? You're always changing. So styles change, tastes change. I said, well, you obviously don't know me. I said, no, I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago, for sure not. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a bias, because you finally come home on Shabbos. To who? The house of Hashem. You make sure to knock on his door, so he doesn't need to knock on our door. But Shabbos is also a shar. We should be passing through, because in each Shabbos, you say, what could I do better next week? As I pass through this experience of spending Shabbos with Hashem, how can I increase the Kedusha next week? And that is, Vayira. Vayomer manora hamakom azeh ein zekim beis elokim. Every Shabbos is a beis elokim. Hashem comes to us on Shabbos. But achem, welcome malachei shayis b'achem l'shalom. Every Shabbos is a bias, and every Shabbos is a sha'ar, because after we pass through the Shabbos, we experience ribono shel olam. We need to make sure that the next Shabbos will be even more kadosh, even more better. And I'm going to end by quoting Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky. I just read this earlier this week, and I was preparing the share. I was so excited because it ties in exactly to what we're talking about, like mamish exactly. I'm quoting from Rabbi Dr. Twersky, the Sefer Generation to Generation. So listen to this. What a perfect end. That Hashem helped me. Mamish read this a few days ago. What is Shabbos, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky? Like literally, I cannot script this better than this ending, which I think I read this on Monday. What is Shabbos? I don't remember which day I read it. Why? A day of rest, of course. That's only partially true. Many people take a day of rest in order to restore their energies and recharge their batteries for the days ahead. The day of rest is thus a means, a preparation for something else. So a day of rest, I'm taking a vacation to rest, so I could prepare for my next work week. So saying a day of rest means it's a means to an end. Shabbos is not a day of rest in this sense. Quite the contrary. Shabbos is the ultimate goal rather than a means to an end. It's unbelievable how this relates exactly this idea of bias and shar. On the one hand, Shabbos is a shar. It's a means to a higher end. On the other hand, Shabbos is the end in and of itself, and it's the bias. Quite the contrary, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky. I really need like 1 minute. I see the time. Shabbos is the ultimate goal rather than a means to some other end. Shabbos is not a preparation for the week to come. The work week is preparation for Shabbos. So according to this explanation, Shabbos is a bias. It's the end. But reality is that Shabbos is also... I'm going to turn it off. 1 second. Oy. Okay, on the other hand, my home phone never rings. On the other hand, Shabbos is a sha'ar because through the experience of this Shabbos Kodesh, we hope to enhance our further Shabbosos. This is clearly stated in the inaugural prayer on Friday night. You have sanctified the seventh day, the completion and goal of the work of creation. So he's saying that Shabbos is the bias, it's the goal. Shabbos is a day of study, of reflection. Hashem. Okay. Shabbos is a day of study, reflection, prayer, people getting close to one another, families being together, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky. So many things are restricted on Shabbos that there's nothing left but involvement in the above, i.e. study, Torah study, reflection, prayer, family. Thus, Shabbos brings man closer to God. We are supposed to be knocking on his door, says Rav Pinchas, says Rav Kielsen. And that is the purpose of creation, for us to come closer to God and fellow man, which is the goal of Shabbos, which is the bias. That's what you do in a bias. In a bias, you're supposed to come close to people, and your bias, you're supposed to come close to Hashem. That's Shabbos. In our homes, as in many others, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, if one spoke on Shabbos about anything that was going to occur after Shabbos, it had to be prefaced with Nisht Shabbos Gerech, not to be spoken about on Shabbos, a reminder that although one might want to talk about post-Shabbos events, one should not do any planning on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the end, it's the goal. Baruch Hashem, I'm home, I don't have to go anywhere else. But Lameisa, it's also Shara Shamayim, to take the experience, pass through this experience, and always work to increase the closeness at the next way station in life. The halacha is unusually harsh with one who knowingly and intentionally violates the Shabbos, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky. Little wonder that Shabbos is what Jewishness is all about. And therefore, says Rav Pinchas, what is the house of Hashem? If you want to go to your neighbor, you knock on the door. If you want to visit a friend who lives in a different town, I travel and I knock on his door. I meet him where he lives. That's the house of Hashem. Simply speaking, this is our Kodesh Baruch Hu's house. We would go and visit the Shechina where it dwelt. Ki beisi beis tefila, that's the last pasuk, ki kara lechol ha'amim. I wish you a wonderful, meaningful, uplifting Shabbos Kodesh as you dwell both in the house of Hashem and pass through the Sha'ar HaShamayim. And once again, we thank our sponsor and her family so very much. Tizku v'mitzvos v'lamaisim tovim. A wonderful Shabbos to all. Thank you. Kol tov. Thank you for taking the time to join me on Erev Shabbos. Thank you.